What was very interesting about the referendum, because some people would defend it by saying the overwhelming majority of the people have said yes to the new constitution. And I am the first person to admit that the constitution has made some very important steps forward. It actually releases some of the pressure of the Christian communities, of women. It has some good points, but it also has some very bad points because it reinstates the whole concept of military tribunals and basically gives the military a lot of muscle and a lot of power in the way that Egypt is governed. But what I would say about that 98.1% or so of people who said yes, the overall number of voters was only 38% of the Egyptian people. So 98% of only 38% of Egypt that voted yes to the referendum. The whole remaining 60 to 70% of Egypt did not vote for this referendum. Why? Probably because they were afraid, or because they're so disgusted with what's happening in the country that they lost interest, or because it was like a protest vote, a blank vote, as we would have it in this country. So in a sense, that constitution took place, and it was in, and now for all intents and purposes, despite people saying, no, we don't recognize it, it is part and parcel of what Egypt is all about.
So we have a new constitution. Mm-hmm. Now we need a new leader.
Now we need a new leader. The idea was, when a roadmap was drawn in Egypt, is that we would have a constitution, then we would have parliamentary elections, and then finally we would have presidential elections. But what has happened is that things have moved on their head. After the endorsement of the constitution, we're going to have presidential elections first and parliamentary elections later. And by all what I read and the people I speak with in Egypt and elsewhere, the impression I get is that the Minister of Defense, El Sisi, is going to be the man who's going to run for president.